Hey everyone, welcome to another episode, Matt with Erlene in the Automotive Tree. This is your first time listening to our podcast. We wanted to take a moment and say thank you. Our mission is to encourage those working in the industry, looking to start in the industry, or even the consumer buying in the industry. We want to help.
What is up, our epic listeners? Welcome to another episode, Matt with Erlene and the Automotive Truth. I'm Matt Pollard.
I'm Erlene Pollard.
And this is the Truth of the Automotive Podcast.
Hello, people.
Welcome, welcome. I hope you all had a happy 4th of July last week.
Yes.
Hope you had a safe 4th of July.
Oh, yes.
I hope you had two topics that you focused on this week.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's we had right. Kind of like some homework, right?
Yeah. Yeah, my dog ate my homework. Speaking of dogs eating things,
yeah,
I went and got a haircut Saturday, and I forgot my glasses, and I really can't drive without my glasses, but I'm like, whatever, I'm already halfway down the street. I come home, I didn't have any glasses.
Oh, boy. Luna the pit strikes again.
Yep.
But she's daddy's girl, so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She tore those glasses up. A million pieces. I don't know. I don't understand how. Well, anyway, she's a dog. So.
Yeah, she's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a good thing iBuyDirect is a sponsor of the show.
Oh, yeah. How about that?
What a coinky dink.
Mm-hmm. My wonderful glasses that I get, y'all.
Yeah.
iBuyDirect.
iBuyDirect. Mm-hmm. If you want to know more about it, MattWitherLaneInTheAutomotive.com.
We got you.
We got you covered. Mm-hmm. Save 25% on your first pair of glasses.
My God, look at him. He's just a walking billboard, isn't he?
Yeah, I try. I try. I can sell. Anyways, how was a retirement party?
Oh, yes. Eventful week. Yeah. So Miss Sally has retired from our workplace. Her last day was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
Saturday?
Friday. Friday was her last day, yeah. July 9th. Was her, but yeah, so they had a nice luncheon. They bought us, I think it was tacos or something, Mexican.
I know there was food. There was cake.
Yes, there was. So there was cake a couple times.
you don't need an occasion.
You
for
know what?
Cake.
That woman was is I shouldn't say was is so loved like by her customers and everything. You know, if any of y'all wondering who she is, I did post a picture many moons ago when I started working at this place. And
we can pin it to the top so people see it.
Yeah, and I posted a picture of her. She kind of trained me on the processes in this new dealership that I started working at a few months ago. And she's kind of like one of the people that have been there for a long time, has a great following,
and she's a worker.
And she's a worker. She's at work every day. And if she missed work, it was like
like a vacation.
Yeah, hard worker Sally is. And so, her clientele would bring in her cake and bring in her cupcakes and flowers and
it's awesome.
And cookies. I mean, her customers really, and they're like, even in the surveys, they would write, they are writing on the surveys and saying, I'm going to miss Sally and, so forth and so
that's
on.
That's a prime example of key throwers.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to build.
That's exactly it. Exactly. I want to be like Sally when I grow
up. Well, that's the kind of service advisors we want to train.
That's exactly
it. We want your customers to love you, trust you, just throw you the keys and trust what you're going to sell or recommend.
Mm-hmm. And she's one of them. She, she's a stand-up gal and, she's retiring 25 years in that business.
Wow.
And she's done the thing. She did it. Last week sometime, I guess they went out to a certain place and had drinks and a get together with those that do that. And I was talking to the shop foreman because the shop foreman's, up there in age. They're about the same age.
Yeah.
And he was telling me how nobody was dancing. Me and Sally were dancing. I was like,
what?
You and Sally were dancing. They were
careful,
dancing.
You're going to break a hip.
Yeah, they were doing the two-step and so forth. And I was like, what? You guys were dancing. I would have loved to seen that. I said, did anybody record it? He was like, I'm sure somebody has it somewhere.
It's on the interweb somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure or somebody recorded it. But anyways, we wish her the very best. We wish Sally the very best. And there's only one. There's only one. And so I will miss her. I will miss her because she came to work each and every day.
Every day. That's in my notes, too.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I can make it a rant, but I got another rant.
Yeah, we'll do that in a minute. I wanted to talk about, like, the same people call out sick all the time. Oh, and then complain they don't make money.
Oh, my.
So they're the least trained people. Oh, complain about not making money. I'm like, dude, you work 12 days out of 26. There's 26 work days. You work 12.
Yeah. You know,
that's not even 2 weeks.
I don't get it. But, you know, what can we do? Everybody to each his own, I guess. You know, I would say that it's more money for our pocket, but what it creates is more chaos for our day is what it creates.
Yeah, it hurts the customer. Yeah. At the end of the day, it hurts the customer.
Well, it hurts me.
The business is going to run. The floodgates will open. As Mr. Lane would say.
Mm-hmm. The floodgates, when they open, listen, they don't care who came in.
Exactly.
They don't care who called out.
They don't care who called out.
They don't care who's retiring.
Yep. The sun will rise tomorrow.
That's it.
Them garage doors will open tomorrow.
That's it. And the customer will state.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what and when.
That's it.
They will open. So do you have rants?
I do.
Rants.
My rant of the day. So on the other day, and I saw this a couple times, and it's just for my lovely customers and you, you go into a place and you drive in, and then they open their hoods, you know, in the middle of the service drive.
Like the customer?
Yeah, the customer comes really? In. Come here, I want to show you something. I'm like, sir?
I don't fix cars.
You're going to show me something I have no idea.
Right.
So he's like, come here. Well, can you get somebody? I'm like, okay, how about you come over here and sign this repair order?
Exactly. I want my diag first.
Come sign this $151 diag, and then we can open your hood all you want, you know? But it's just, I don't know, it's amazing. I guess, you know what it is? It's like the older generation.
It is. It's the old school people.
They come in and they're just, because I guess they're expecting somebody behind the desk to
They're thinking like old school gas station mentalities.
To know what the heck's underneath the hood.
Hey, Stanley, sorry, people. Come here. Stanley, look at this.
I get to talk to you and pet the dog. I don't get to tell you what is this belt okay? Is this
exactly.
Do you hear this noise from? I mean, I that's not my part.
Correct.
Not my part. But anyways, that's my rant. I'm gonna pull into the drive and keep your hoods closed, okay? Because we'll open the hood behind the scenes.
After you sign this paperwork, we'll open that.
Hello.
We got
That's
you.
It. That's my rant.
Well, I'll stick to service drives.
Okay.
Do you really need to smoke before you pull into the service drive?
Oh, my God. Well, if y'all haven't listened to Bulletproof, I got to go back in the archives and listen to our episode Bulletproof. If we're talking about the same type of smoking.
Yeah, the same type of smoking. And the dude's apologizing. Man, I'm sorry. My car smells every time I come in. Mm. Well, how about you just don't smoke before you pull into the parking lot, bro?
My goodness. Lord, save them. Save them.
Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah. Nobody want to smell that, you know? It's just, well, anyway. Yeah.
All right. I want to talk about service advisors being too technical.
All right. Okay. I can see that.
I'm not
one of those, but.
I know. Clearly, the guy opened the hood. And you're like, sign here, sir.
Close the hood, sir.
Close the hood and sign here.
Yeah, I've worked with people in the past that are like that. That they want to get, they're just trying to show the customer that they know what they're talking about.
Okay, you think so?
I know so. Yeah, they want to make an impression on the
customer.
and that's why our customers drive into the drive and open up the hoods.
Yes. because homeboy.
Because the service advisor's like that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's mainly ex-technicians or, quick lube guys that transitioned into the position.
It's true.
And they're like, they're always like, let me try to help you it's here. True. Let me set your tire pressures. It's let me pair your phone. Let me do it's this. True.
And so I've worked with people and I can hear, and I don't want to stereotype, but it's mainly the guys that do stuff like that. And so they're like, yeah, because of the schematics of this and the ohms and the this and the that and the
here and the voltage drop here.
Come on, sir. Just the customer's looking at you like, what in the world?
Here's the customer.
I'm sorry, how much is that?
The customer's like, Will it shut the stupid light off? That's the customer. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah, how much will it shut the stupid light off?
Right.
Like, the customer doesn't even know. So your BCM.
Yeah.
Okay, what's a BCM?
Yeah. Well, we talked
about
that last
week. TPMS sensor.
Yeah.
What's a TPMS?
Exactly.
Like you got to keep it. I always tell them, pretend you're writing a children's book.
Yeah.
Pretend you're writing a children's book.
You have to dumb it down. I mean, yes. Just lame terms, simple terms, where people, understand.
Yes, you got to make it understandable. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially if there's a lot of money involved, too.
Make it plain.
Just make it plain.
Make it plain. No gray areas, because listen, from experience, those gray areas will get you
Will get you every time.
Will get you into deep mess.
Especially
yes,
if
will.
You well, we need to start with this, and it's like, whoa, start with
and people ain't stupid. They'll catch on quick. Listen, they already have it in their minds and in their hearts when they walk into the dealer that they are going to get got,
to change that narrative.
It's unfortunate, but it's gonna take a big tidal wave to change that narrative. But people already think that we're out to get them as it is, so you got to be plain. And of course, personable. You got to be personable.
You got to be personable, correct.
It's not always dollar signs and schematics,
Customer's pet the dog. More than a number. Yeah, pet the dog.
Chris Collins. Shout out to Chris Collins.
Yeah, he taught us that. That's amazing.
He did.
And so, they don't need to know, like you said, the electricity. They don't need to know this or that or pressures or voltages and ohms.
That's
just make it simple.
Make it plain. Make it simple. Make it so something they understand, and then they trust you,
There was a saying I learned. It was like, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, stupid. I'm like, okay, whatever that means.
Oh, yes. What about how would you correct this? This is just a something that I'm throwing out there.
Okay.
Or a tip on something about customers complaining about their cars being damaged at the dealer. I mean, a lot of these dealers in shop places have signs everywhere saying, we are not responsible for what happens to your vehicle while it's here, right?
Yeah.
But then that sign doesn't work. I don't understand. Help me understand, Matt.
Most stores, some people have alignment checkers.
Yeah.
Those alignment checkers take 360-degree photos the minute they pull into the drive.
Yeah.
So you can just go back to the cameras.
Okay.
And...
yeah, but not everybody has one of those expensive...
they're supposed to do a walk-around.
Okay, there it is. There it is. So let me ask you this. So... what if we don't have time to do the walk around?
There's no such thing. You had 2 minutes to go out and get the customer.
Okay, so then we roll it back to so many cars coming in through the door, right? We want to have time with the customer. We want to talk to the customer, and we have three other people behind us,
Are they all walk-ins?
Well,
you got to take care of the appointment first.
So here we go. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
So you're saying seven people had an appointment at 8 o'clock?
Come on. You're preaching. That's it. So the nitty-gritty, the bottom is it. Now you're helping me figure this out. The bottom line is that too many people coming in through the door at the same time.
Yeah, you can't have seven cars come in. How many advisors?
I don't know, 12?
12 advisors and a kiosk that somebody has to stand there and monitor.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. If you have a kiosk, well, I need a body.
Yeah.
That body should be walking around cars.
I'm just trying to, because I take the blame all day. You know what I mean? I'm honest like that. I'm like, okay, it was my fault. It's quicker for me to admit it than to sit there and lie and say, and also I'm saved in Holy Ghost.
I'm not going to hell for a lie.
The Holy Ghost is going to convict me and say, Erlaine, you're lying.
Yes.
And listen, by the end of the day, the Holy Ghost is still saying to me, Erlaine, you're lying. And you know what? I can't take it. I have to go over and say, hey, I was lying. I'm sorry. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
Getting back to that. I mean,
if you had the 2 seconds to greet the customer, you had 2 seconds to walk around the car.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you can stick the tire treads and do the proper walk around, but at least you had time to walk around the car and...
yeah, well, back it up.
Upsell a dent.
Back it up to the appointment.
So most appointment scheduling systems, service managers don't know how to set up.
Okay.
Or they haven't looked at them in years.
No, that's true too. And let me ask you another question.
Those are bottlenecks.
Those
are like the first thing. I got to write a book. Those are the first things you got to look for. Is the bottlenecks?
I'm sure someone written several books on this.
Well, that's okay. I'm like a planner.
So how about this? BDC versus advisors making an appointment.
Oh, I like BDCs.
You like BDCs, yeah. Business Development Centers.
Absolutely.
Telemarketers picking up phones and scheduling the, okay.
I'm a big, because advisors are biased to themselves, so they're going to schedule stuff around when it's convenient for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's always an excuse. I didn't have time to call. Mm. I didn't have time to do this.
Okay.
So I'm an advocate for BDCs.
Okay.
Depending on the size of the dealership.
Okay.
You have four advisors. I mean, what do you... little shop, you don't need to spend $40,000 on a BDC, you know what I mean?
Okay, just asking questions,
but you need a manager that's going to oversee, you're going to need scripts, there's training involved.
Yeah.
You can't just say, all right, here you go, make appointments, and not train them.
Yeah.
Their job is to get the people in, your job is to set the expectation.
Right. I get it. I got it. Thank you for that. He's helping me, y'all. He's helping me. My husband is helping me. Because, listen, I don't know everything.
Somebody else out there.
We talk about the automotive truth, but, friends, the honest truth is that I don't know everything.
None of us do.
Yeah.
That's why we need your guys' input on this as well.
Yeah, when it comes to servicing vehicles and having customer service.
Yeah,
and
customer
listen,
service.
We don't know it all.
No.
We can and we make mistakes over and over again.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. And so that's the real automotive truth right there. We're going to make mistakes.
Yeah, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to be negative when we're trying to be positive. We're going to say something stupid.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
If leaders get negative, then that brings the whole entire store down.
That's it. We always talk about keeping morale.
Yeah, keep morale.
Keeping morale up. Oh yeah, nobody likes an ogre. That's my new saying. Yeah,
nobody likes an ogre.
Nobody likes an ogre.
And it sucks because that's what I was trained by. So I'm not gonna lie. My first couple years, I was a screamer, and slamming things and throwing because that's what I was around my whole technician career.
People, and he was my boss and my husband.
I know.
Y'all pray.
Kick
for
the
me.
Door open. Everybody's eating lunch. Who's in the drive?
Well, God's been doing a work in him, so y'all don't have to pray that hard for me.
Thank you, God.
Yes. Oh yes, we give God thanks for all
things.
Yes,
we give God thanks. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go over also slowing things down to be faster.
Okay.
But I don't think we're going to have time.
No.
We might have to roll that in. I mean, who cares? Let's get into it.
All right.
So if there's one thing we learned with the pandemic is you don't need so many cars coming to the door, as you were just saying.
Yeah.
So we broke records.
Yeah.
In pandemic world.
Yeah. Yep.
We're going to put a lime on top of the corona.
All right.
So we broke records with less cars coming through the door. Not only in gross, but net profits.
We have
customer satisfaction. Everything we're trying to say, pick cars up, take care of the customer, do the walk around. All those things that we're preaching and teaching, it worked in the pandemic.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did.
And so now we open the floodgates again.
I did well during the
pandemic. We all did.
Yeah, I did very well back at Honda.
My Volkswagen store was number one.
Yeah, I did very well. And it was because everything was at a pace. And everybody knew that it was, we needed to slow down. Everybody knew that we were short-staffed, and we were. But now the floodgates are open, and everybody's like, go, back to the go. And it's not working.
Back to 2000.
Yeah, it's not.
There's a line of cars wrapped around a building.
It's not working. It's not working, people.
If you're writing more than 12 to 17 euros, you're not making money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know. It's a tough truth. It is. Yeah, it is.
And quick lubes, if you have a quick lube too, you're not making money in quick lube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you guys have bays for quick lubes? Or do you have a pit?
It's a bay.
You have bays? See, yeah, there's three, four more bays you can be using production.
Yeah.
And then you can just put those are just my things. I would put lube tag
his,
one
his pet peeves.
Yeah. Well, if you want to reach out to me at PTLElite.com.
Well. Yeah.
/contact. So that's why I wanted to talk about that. That was just, what we learned in the pandemic, we need to
bring back. Yeah. Bring back the slow-mo. Bring back the one at a time.
I'm not saying cut down your staff and all that. We just need to strategically plan your day out.
Sure.
And have all those processes back in place.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Well, next week, guys, there's gonna be a guest coming on. We Dealer Talk podcast, Herb.
Yeah.
Herb's going to be on.
Interesting.
Should be on. We should be up and live by Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a couple other things lined up for everyone.
Yay.
I can't wait. I'm so happy. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I like when people reaching out and they're reaching out and wanting to talk. And listen, our doors are open. Our mics are open.
We got hot mics, man. You don't even need to be here. Just call in. You just call in and That's we plug it. You into this little cool device here.
That's it. And it's on.
And it's on. Get all up in your business, as Erlane would say. Get all up in your business. All right, everyone. Again, we love you all. We really appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Don't forget to subscribe. Leave a review. Leave a written review if you can.
Mm-hmm.
We're on all those social platforms.
Follow us. Yep.
All right, guys. We out.
Bye.
Oh, thank you.